The time is 7:45. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride, Betty Davis said, of course, in the film All About Eve, the 1950s film. Now, that story of an ageing actress, the young assistant who usurps her place in the spotlight, has been adapted for the West End stage. It stars Gillian Anderson and Lily James. The play has a score and songs composed by PJ Harvey. For the forthcoming edition of Radio 4's Behind the Scenes, Polly allowed John Wilson to follow her creative process.
With seatbelts firmly fastened, Betty Davis, a star actress and party host Margot Channing, downs the first of several martinis and demands that her pianist play Liebestraum by Franz Liszt. For the new stage version of All About Eve, Polly Harvey, who's been composing theatre scores for over a decade now, was asked by director Ivo van Hove to create a contemporary soundtrack. The result is classically inspired.
I proposed to Eva that I would start by looking closely at Liebestraum. I then decided I was only going to work in the keys that it's in, so it's in A flat, then it moves up to B and C, and then goes back to A flat. And then other things, like there are certain motifs in the piece that I just reference. You know, there's like a double hit on the piano, a staccato piece, glissandos up and down and cadenzas. And so I just reference them. I wouldn't copy them because I can't, you know, I can't play them. But
you're riffing on Liszt then.
Exactly, riffing on Liszt.
Polly Harvey's created a series of beautifully evocative compositions featuring piano, violin and electronic instruments. And instead of Liebestraum being played at the party, Margot Channing now asks for The Sandman, a song that she apparently knows and loves, but in reality written just before Christmas by Polly. She's also written a song for the character Eve. I was with her as she recorded demos on a vintage four-track cassette recorder at home. Later that evening, she sent the songs to director Ivo van Hove.
The moon appears.
She has written two beautiful songs, I think.
Fears.
It's very simple, but in its simplicity, it's complex.
Arise.
That's what a song can do. A song can bring into a few minutes
Arise.
A huge world alive, where we in the theatre need perhaps 5-6 pages to establish that. A song can do that within a few lines. You know, that's the great, and that's what PG Harvey can, Polly can do very well, eh? And fitting very well to the two different characters and their dreams, their longings.
The character of Eve is played by Lily James.
I met Polly. She sort of told me about this song, and in the end it's become the foundation of my character, the root. It's been so instrumental in how I've found out who Eve is. This need and this force within her and this sort of like sensuality, and I've learnt to play the piano for it, and I feel so sorry sometimes for Polly because I feel like I'm butchering it, because there's just a rawness to all her music, I think, in the way she performs. And actually she's been helping me with my voice, because when you feel that surge and the wave of the music coming out on the breath, it's so like powerful. So
I was starting on an A flat, but it doesn't want to be A flat, it wants to be C, because that's where it's going to resolve.
I was very excited about the prospect of working with Polly prior to understanding that I might be singing a song.
In the lead role as fading star Margot Channing is Gillian Anderson.
Not that I was ever going to reject it or say, absolutely not, I don't sing, therefore I won't sing.
Have you ever sung on stage before?
I sang in Streetcar. I sang in the bathtub, but I don't really sing. I'm not trained in any way, shape or form. Which works to a degree, because Margot is... She's singing to soothe herself, really, and she's quite drunk. And so however it comes out will be how it comes out. But it's a beautiful, beautiful, sad, melancholy song full of everything that's going on in Margot's mind at the moment, feeling that everything is slipping away from her.
The Sandman's gone.
I've always loved stories, loved narrative, so
when morning comes,
to make the music reflect the narrative and match it perfectly at that moment.
Goodbye.
When you do start getting that right, it's a great feeling.
Goodbye.
And that was PJ Harvey talking to John Wilson. You can hear more in Behind the Scenes, which is next Monday on here on Radio 4.